The galaxy is in turmoil. The evil Eighth Reich, under the command of their dastardly leader, Commandant Fuhrer, has begun a campaign of evil across the galaxy. Even the combined forces of the United States of America and the USSR, fighting together under an uneasy truce, are outmatched. Out of options, the President of Space is forced to commission an elite fighting force in the hope of saving freedom and the galaxy. This elite team is known as Space Team 6. Meanwhile, the true-blooded, blue-blooded, all-American hero, Captain Spaceman, is aboard his frigate, the USS Spacenhower, fighting against the space Nazi menace in the Warsaw Nebula.
All right, men. Focus fire on that space Zeppelin. We won't let those space Nazis take this system.
Captain Spaceman, sir. The Zeppelin has taken critical damage, but it's headed straight for us. I think they mean to board us, sir.
Ha! That's a bold move, but these space Nazis fail to realize who they're dealing with. Ensign, begin evasive maneuvers, and open communications with the Zeppelin.
Yes, sir!
Well, 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 American Schweinhund. Ach nein! Das ist der Spaceman!
That's right, you dirty space Nazi. It's me, Captain Spaceman, the true-blooded, blue-blooded, all-American hero. With me stands America's Space Navy, the strongest military force to ever grace the surface of space. Your position is untenable, and your fight is futile. Surrender, and we may let you live.
Ha! Not likely, Captain Schweinhund. The glorious Eighth Reich will never surrender to your weak forces. You will be crushed underfoot, and I shall become Das Admiral for defeating you.
Very well, then. You leave me with no choice. Ensign, fire all batteries at that space Zeppelin.
Yes, sir. Firing all batteries, sir. Direct hit. She's finished, sir. Her hydrogenium core is going up.
Nein! Curse you, Captain Spaceman! Curse you!
I've fought a lot of space Nazis in my time, but that one was the worst.
Sir, the space Nazi fleet is withdrawing. They're leaving. They're in full retreat.
Of course they are. They've realized the futility of trying to fight the great American war machine. Gentlemen, once again America has brought freedom to those in need. At gunpoint.
Captain, incoming message from the space president. It's marked incredibly urgent, sir.
Incredibly urgent, eh? Better not keep him waiting. Ensign, open communications with the space president.
Yes, sir. Opening communication with the space president.
Ah, Captain Spaceman, good to hear from you.
Mr. Space President, sir, I saw your message was marked incredibly urgent, and I knew I should respond immediately. What does America need of me?
Captain, you're needed for an incredibly urgent threat that could mean the end of freedom as we know it.
Not freedom, sir. That's my favorite dogma.
Then you understand the urgency. You're to report immediately to the Office of Indeterminate Shape for briefing and cocktails. I can say no more. This channel isn't secure.
I understand, sir. I'll make my way to Planet America immediately.
Make haste, Captain. Remember, the fate of America rests on your shoulders.
Worry not, sir. I shall let nothing delay me, not even a single moment, from saving America.
I have the utmost faith in you, Captain. Space President, out!
Should I set a course for Planet America, Captain?
Not yet, Ensign. We've got a few stops to make first. Chart a course that'll take us to every United Space Territory between here and Planet America.
Every territory, sir?
That's right. We need to visit every single United Space Territory, from the U.S. Virgin Planets to Space Puerto Rico.
But, sir, didn't you promise the Space President no unnecessary delays?
Ensign, I learned two things in Space Officer School. Naturally, the first thing was how to be a great hero.
Of course, sir. And the second thing?
Every great victory must be celebrated with an equally great victory parade.
Victorious and proud, Captain Spaceman and his crew embark on their third victory parade of the space month. However, on the other side of the galaxy, an evil force was at work. Commandant Fuhrer, aboard his Nazi space zeppelin, the NSZ Überfuhrer, was enacting another plot to take over the galaxy.
Herr Commandant Fuhrer, the program has been delivered as ordered.
Wunderbar, Soda. Is it active?
Not yet, Herr Commandant. We await only your order.
Sehr gut, Soda. In exactly ein Space Week, we shall strike the blow which will bring the United Space to its knees. The Earth Reich shall rule over alles.
One space week later, the USS Spacenhower arrives at Planet America. After docking in orbit with the White Station, Captain Spaceman makes his way to the Space President's Office of Indeterminate Shape.
Mr. Space President, sir. Captain Spaceman, reporting in, sir.
Spaceman, you're earlier than I expected. Clearly you understand the urgency of this situation.
Of course, sir. I came as soon as the parade was over. What does America need of me?
Captain Spaceman, it's time for your most important mission yet.
Fill me in, sir, and I'll get to it right away.
Very well, Captain. I'll be frank. Things are looking grim. Commandant Fuhrer and his Eighth Reich are putting up a strong fight. We've been forced to seek an alliance with the USSR.
Egad, sir. Not those dirty space commies.
We don't have a choice. We need help. Neither of us can stand alone in this fight. We either fight together or die alone.
Very well, sir. I don't like it, but I understand. Now, what can I do for my country?
Captain, we've heard rumors that Commandant Fuhrer is working on a secret weapon capable of annihilating entire fleets at a time. Naturally, we need this weapon for ourselves in order to, improve peacekeeping abilities. But first and foremost, we must stop him from using it against us. That's why you're here. America needs you. Again.
Yes, sir, Mr. Space President, sir. Once again, I'll single-handedly save America.
Whoa! Not so fast, Captain Spaceman. You may be an all-American hero, but even you can't stop Commandant Fuhrer on your own. You'll need a team, assembled from the best this nation has to offer. I'm activating the Space Team 6 project, and you've been selected to lead it.
Space Team 6, sir. I've heard rumors, but...
Consider those rumors dashed. There is not, nor has there ever been, nor will there ever be, a Space Team 6. Understand?
I think I get you, sir.
Excellent. As of now, I'm putting you in command of Space Team 6. You and your team will bring freedom to the galaxy by ending Commandant Fuhrer's reign of terror, violently. In short, kill Commandant Fuhrer.
A team? Respectfully, sir, I work alone. I've always viewed cooperation as a trait better suited to those who wear red, if you catch my drift.
Desperate times, Captain. Besides, they won't be working with you, they'll be working for you. You are leading them, after all.
Well, I am a natural-born leader.
Good man. Take this space folder. It has the names, locations, skills, biographies, and social security numbers of your teammates.
Is that it? Sir, I'm afraid this isn't nearly enough information for me to lead these people.
If you need more information, you'll have to ask them yourself. It's time to assemble your team. Your first charge is here on planet America. You'll find him at the Space Academy.
A rookie? Very well, then. I shall mold him into an all-American hero, just like myself.
Woo-wee! I have the utmost confidence in you, Captain. Now go gather your team, stop the space Nazis, and save the United States of America.
Sir, yes, sir.
Captain Spaceman makes his way to the planet below, taking a space taxi directly to the Space Academy, where he is to meet the first member of his team.
The American Naval Space Academy. I remember from my days as a young lad, learning all the finer points of killing Nazis in space. Now, according to this space folder, this Private Vietnam is an expert tactician. I'll be the judge of that. But what's this I see? A Galacticola machine? I'll take two. One for my new recruits, and one for myself.
As Captain Spaceman purchases two bottles of Galacticola, the most thirst-quenching symbol of American supremacy, his attention is drawn by a sudden explosion, followed by laser fire.
Hold on. I haven't even entered the building yet. Why is my 21 laser gun salute going off early?
Help!
That sounds like a young, impressionable future officer in need of my assistance. I must save him.
Captain Spaceman draws his Spacer 3000 laser pistol and rushes into the academy. He is immediately greeted by the telltale signs of battle, smoke, and debris.
What happened here? Who would attack the American Naval Space Academy? Hold on. I see someone. Over there! Hands up, you cur!
Yes, sir. I surrender. Please don't shoot me.
All right, you... Hold on. You're just a kid. Are you a cadet?
Yes, sir. No, sir. I just graduated last week. Private Vietnam reporting, sir.
Private Vietnam? You're just the man I'm looking for. But first, tell me what happened here.
I'm not really sure, sir. One minute, I was in the mess hall, having lunch, and the next, the training robots went haywire.
Haywire robots, eh? Well, I guess it's a good thing I arrived when I did.
Hold on, sir. I recognize you. You're Captain Spaceman, the true-blooded, blue-blooded, all-American hero. Golly, what's a big important hero like you doing looking for a rookie like me?
I've been ordered by the space president to gather a team. The best America has to offer. And you made the cut.
Really? I get to be on the team with Captain Spaceman? Gosh, what an honor. I can't wait to tell my folks.
I'm sure they'll be proud, Privates. But first, we need to secure the Academy. Are there any other robots or any survivors?
I don't know if anyone else survived, sir. But I know there's more robots deeper in the Academy.
Very well. You and I shall lead a daring charge into the robot horde, arming any survivors we find along the way. We'll take back our Academy, even if we have to break apart these robots by hand.
Sir, I may have a better idea.
Better than leading a suicidal charge into the enemy line? This better be good, Private.
Well, sir, all the robots are controlled by the CRM, the Central Robot Mainframe, on the administration level. If we sneak around the robots, maybe we could deactivate them there, without dying?
Impressive, Privates. Your file said you had a mind for tactics, and you certainly don't disappoint. Come on.
Yes, sir. Proud to assist, sir.
Unfortunately, the robots seem to have deactivated the lights in this part of the academy, so we'll be going in blind. Private, do you have a light?
Sir, is this really the best time for a smoke?
First of all, Private, I don't smoke, and neither should you. Secondly, I meant some sort of flashlight.
Right, of course. Sorry, sir. I do have a space light right here. Will this do?
Perfect. Well prepared, Private. Now, into the academy we go. I'll lead the way. I remember these halls well from my time here.
Captain Spaceman and Private Vietnam cautiously make their way into the Space Academy. Suddenly, a noise draws Captain Spaceman's attention.
Hold it, Private. I think I heard something. Huh. Must have imagined it. Hold on. There it is again.
Sir, I think it's one of the robots.
Stay very quiet and very still, Private.
Patrol sequence initiated. Weapons active. Primary target, Americans. Secondary target, communists. Tertiary target, successful artists.
Sir, I'm two of those things. Egads, Private! You're a communist! No, sir, I mean... Wait, quiet down.
Patrol sequence completed. Executing return.exe.
Alright, let's move. Sir, we've just reached the administration level. We'll have to walk the rest of the way to the CRM. That means we're dealing with more robots. Stay close, Private. Yes, sir. If we move quietly, we might be able to avoid... Behind you, sir!
Aha!
Nice try, robots, but you'll have to do better than that. Thanks for the warning, Private. Of course, sir. But we better hurry up to the CRM before more of them show up.
I agree, Private. The sooner we've dealt with these robots, the better.
Sir, when we get to the CRM, do you know what to do?
Of course, Private. Using the technology skills I learned in this very academy, I shall investigate what caused the robots to attack. I shall then devise a clever countermeasure that will return all robots to their pre-malfunction state. And if that fails? In that case, I'll perform vigorous percussive maintenance.
What an amazing plan, sir!
I'm well aware of how amazing my plan is, Private. Now, here's the CRM. I'll take a look. You watch my back while I'm working on it, you hear?
Of course, sir. I won't let any harm come to you.
Good man. Now let's see about this CRM. Alright. Looks like someone's been tampering with this robot's programming. That would explain how they malfunctioned, but not why... What's this? This program. Hail.exe. Sounds suspicious.
Sir, I think the robots are onto us.
Don't worry, Private. Here, take my spare Phaser 3000. It'll do you more good than that pea shooter of a laser pistol you have there.
Wow, Captain Spaceman's actual spare Phaser 3000? Wait till I tell my folks.
I'm sure they'll be proud, Private, but stay focused. Just because you're in the presence of the most legendary officer in the United Space Navy doesn't mean you can let it go to your head.
Right, sir. Sorry, I just got a little carried away.
It's understandable, Private. I am a great hero, and you are but a lowly not hero. However, know that with hard work and dedication, you will be able to hold off those robots.
Yes, sir.
I need to think for a moment. What kind of program is Hail.exe? Who would write that? Probably the same person would want Americans, communists, and artists dead.
Sir, the robots are closing in. There's too many of them.
Primary target located. Designation, American Schweinhund.
Hold on. Did that robot just call me a Schweinhund?
I think it's about to do worse than that, sir.
No. Private, that's not it. Someone else called me that. The Space Nazi Captain. Wait! It's all coming together! Hail.exe, the artist, Schweinhund.
Boy, do I love Hitler.
That's it, Private. The Space Nazi somehow infiltrated the Academy and infected the robots. This is all a Space Nazi plot.
That's all well and good, sir. But we're still outnumbered.
Indeed, Private. Although we've solved the mystery, it appears we may be doomed to end our lives here. It's been an honor, Private. It's clear you're among America's best. A worthy addition to Space Team 6.
Thank you, sir.
That reminds me, Private. I got you this Galacticola on the way to the Academy. You may as well have it now.
A Galacticola? From Captain Spaceman? Wow, this is the greatest...
Egads! One of those robots shot the Galacticola! Well, so much for that. Hey, Private? Huh, Private?
Those dirty space Nazis.
What's that, Private?
This time, they've gone too far! I'll kill you, stinking Nazi bots!
Oh, God, right. You hurt so much. Why was I programmed to feel pain?
Private, what's gotten into you?
Freedom! Sorry, sir. I think I got a little carried away.
Sorry? Private, you may have just saved our lives. All that's left now is for me to delete Hail.exe from the CRM server. Done. The training robots are now free from space Nazi influence, and can now return to using their lethal armaments to safely educate the young space cadets.
That's a relief, sir.
Private, you sound completely worn out. Come on, let's get you to my ship. We can report to the space president from there, and you can get some much-needed and well-deserved rest.
But sir, shouldn't we make sure?
There's nothing to make sure of, Private. The Academy is safe. And as for the robots, well, I guess you could say they've been schooled.
Captain Spaceman and Private Vietnam return to the USS Spacenhower. Once aboard, Captain Spaceman opens up communications with the Space President and informs him of the situation.
So you see, Mr. Space President, the Space Nazis managed to somehow infiltrate the Naval Space Academy and plant a virus, turning the training robots against us.
This is a troubling development. However, it is fortunate you were able to save Private Vietnam.
Actually, Mr. Space President, as it turned out, Private Vietnam saved me as well. When things were at their weakest, his unrelenting rage and fury proved to be just the ace in the hole we needed.
I see. Private, is this true?
I guess so, Mr. Space President. Sometimes when I'm in danger, I get really mad and sort of lose control.
You lose control? That's just the kind of man America needs. Private, for your bravery and valor, I am granting you a field promotion to the rank of Private First Class.
Sir, thank you, Mr. Space President, sir.
Congratulations, Private. It's well deserved.
Captain, I wish we had time to celebrate, but you must waste no time in finding your next crewmate. The details are in the space folder I gave you.
Sir, we'll be right on it, sir.
Excellent. Space President, out!
Who else is in this space folder of yours, sir?
Well, Private, according to this, the next member of Space Team 6 is an expert engineer, but she does have one major flaw.
Why is that, sir?
Well, it says right here, she's a hippie.
As Captain Spaceman and the newly promoted Private First Class Vietnam prepare to seek their next crew member, they are carried by the joy of having a successful mission under their belt. However, far across the galaxy, aboard the NSZ Uberfuhrer, the evil space Nazis are plotting something insidious.
Commandant Fuhrer, our plot to destroy planet America has been foiled.
Was? By whom?
The most despicable Schweinhund, Captain Spaceman himself.
Ah, Spaceman, always interfering with our grand plans.
How should we deal with him, Herr Commandant Fuhrer?
As of now, we shall do nothing. Despite this minor setback, das grand plan marches on. Captain Spaceman's actions are of no consequence on this whole. However, keep an eye on him, Obersoldat.
Jawohl, Herr Commandant Führer.
Alles in Ordnung. Everything according to plan.
Captain Spaceman and Private Vietnam have succeeded, but Commandant Fuhrer is still at large. Racing against a threat that could spell the end of freedom throughout the galaxy. Will Captain Spaceman gather his crew in time? Will the Space Nazis launch another attack? Will the United States of America survive this menace? Tune in next time for another exciting episode of Space Team 6.